This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, April 6th. God's word for you today is When Light Flows, Part 5. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 7, verse 24 to 25, which says, Everyone who hears my teaching and applies it to his life can be compared to a wise man who built his house on an unshakable foundation. When the rains fell and the flood came, with fierce winds beating upon his house, it stood firm because of its strong foundation. You need to take a stand before your light can shine. You need to take a stand before your light can flow. However, taking a stand is not always convenient, but you have to take a stand. Note, however, that taking a stand must be on Christ and Christ alone. There are lots of theories out there, self-help, New Age, and the likes. And a lot of these theories have a lot of truth in them, which is what fascinates us, but it is not Christ. God says to us clearly in Colossians 2 verse 8 to 9, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers or the spiritual principles of this world, rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. Some of these empty philosophies have spiritual principles, but they are of this world. What God's word is saying to us is, if you are taking a stand, do not take a stand based on the principles and philosophies of this world. If you take a stand based on the principles and philosophies of this world, it is going to crumble. Your stand must be on Christ and Christ alone. A classic example, a school of thought says, in parenting, if you discipline your child, if you flog your child, the child is abused and will grow up psychologically traumatized. But Christ, the word says, if you love your child, do not spare the rod. When you train a child in the way they should go, when they grow, they will not depart from it. So, where do you take your stand? The philosophies of men or the word of God? By the way, how many of us were flogged as children, and how many of us are psychologically traumatized? We are actually stronger. You knew your parents loved you, even though they were beating you and you were crying. But in your heart, you knew that they loved you. But if you do not build your parenting on Christ, if your stand as a parent is not on Christ, if your stand is on philosophy that your child is going to be psychologically traumatized, guess what? You are going to destroy that child eventually. There are so many examples I can give you about standing on the philosophies of men or on human thinking versus taking your stand in Christ. Our stand must be on Christ and Christ alone. My light flows when I call the things that be not as though they were. My light flows when I engage in community. My light flows when I dare to take a stand. My light flows when the light in my heart shines through the works of my hands. When the light in my heart shines through the works of my hands, I am letting my light flow. When the light in my heart does not find expression in the work of my hands, then I am not letting my light flow. Matthew 5:16 says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Let us pray. Father, I take my stand on Christ and Christ alone. I uproot any philosophy of men that I may have taken a stand on. God's word is my unshakable foundation. In Jesus' name, amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.